Listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back in to a brand new episode of the show. It is Monday, all across Broncos country, from the South Stands to the end zone. You are Locked On Broncos. This is Cody Rourke, your host, as always, NFL analyst and Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. You can follow the podcast at Locked On Broncos. You can also like us on social media on Facebook, Locked On Broncos. We have a page there for you and an exclusive group where you can discuss the Denver Broncos within listeners of the Locked On Broncos podcast. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, hope you guys are doing well. We are AJ Boye days away from kickoff. That's 21 days until the Denver Broncos kick off the season against the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football in the home opener, and there will be no fans for that. Obviously, we found that out last week that no fans will be allowed in attendance for the Broncos' first game. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we can't dwell on the negative. I believe at some point fans will be allowed back into the stadium this season. Hopefully by that week three matchup when Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and that very tough Tampa Bay Buccaneers team comes to town for a showdown in the Mile High City. With that said, on today's episode of the show, the Denver Broncos, they practiced here this morning. They practiced yesterday, and we're going to recap some of the storylines coming out of Broncos camp in Lieu leading up to Monday Night Football. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it is coming quick, and we're going to have you guys covered here every single day, Locked On Broncos, Monday through Friday. You can expect an episode every single day. We're going to hear from the coordinators and the coaches on today's episode of the show. We're going to hear from Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. We're going to hear from Ed Donatell, defensive coordinator, Pat Shermer, the offensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator Tom McMahon about the various storylines that are playing out right now among several players at training camp. Plus, we take a look at the injury report, and the Broncos brought in a new wide receiver for depth due to some of the injuries that the Broncos have sustained at that position. So let's get things started off here first and foremost with some of the news and notes from Sunday's practice at the UCL Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado. The Broncos are set to practice this morning at 9:15. We'll have coverage of that for you guys on tomorrow's episode, Locked On Broncos, part of Twitter Tuesday. But let's get into some of the notes from Sunday's practice for the Denver Broncos. It saw Von Miller returned to practice, and he didn't do anything in the team drills, but he returned to the team-specific position drills as well. So that's a good sign for him. He was considered day-to-day, and more than likely, he'll be eased back into team drills. Obviously, as the injury bug affected the team in a significant way last week, Melvin Gordon missed practice once again for the Broncos, dealing with a rib injury that Vic Fangio says is a little touchy in terms of ribs. So it's more work for Phillip Lindsay, more work for Royce Freeman, getting some looks there. And even Levante Bell, the undrafted free agent, he's getting a lot of look as well in a combination with the ones, the twos. No KJ Hamler once again. We all know he's going to be out for the next 2 weeks at least. It could potentially be a little bit longer because hamstrings are very, very tricky. Nick Vinette returned from concussion protocol to be back in pads for the Broncos as well yesterday. And a surprise I think that everybody was kind of looking at is Michael Ojemudia, a Broncos rookie cornerback out of Iowa, was not in pads in yesterday's practice. He's dealing with a little bit of a quad issue that Broncos head coach Vic Fangio says could last up to about a week. So there's some obvious reps that he's going to be missing out there. I think that Duke Dawson's going to be the one player in mind that's probably going to get a majority of those reps where he was getting. You know, there's a competition right now, very stiff between Devontae Bosby, Isaac Yadam, and Devontae Harris for the outside cornerback three spot. We got to see Devontae Bosby get the first reps with the first team at the cornerback three position for the Broncos in Sunday's practice alongside AJ Boye, Bryce Callahan, Kareem Jackson, and Justin Simmons in there. Going against the Broncos' first team offense in the first group period where you've seen Lloyd Cushenberry as the team starting center and the first team reps there overall, maybe a little bit of a projection about maybe what we can expect here in just about 21 days when the Broncos host the Tennessee Titans at Empower Field at Mile High. But it was really nice to be able to see a little bit about Lloyd Cushenberry, you know, more consistent. The snaps and the things that I saw from him, his anchor was better. His footwork was great. He, you know, he got a lot of one-on-one matchups sometimes against Mike Purcell. He saw some against Shelby Harris, even Jarrell Casey. And those guys are making him better. Now for the Broncos and lockout, we saw a lot of them doing some rollout plays to the right side, quick dump-offs. And I tell you what, there was a great play that Locke had early on in practice where he faked a dump-off to Levante Bellamy, rolled to his right and dumped it off to Tim Patrick, who was coming on the backside on a drag route. And look, I think the Broncos have some bread and butter plays. They're still working out some of the kinks offensively, obviously getting acclimated. You're going against your own guys. It's not full-on contact. I mean, there's physicality, but it's not full-on smashing and hitting guys like the Broncos defense normally would do on Sundays against teams in another colored jersey. That is some of the things that we saw there as well for the Broncos. Can't really do that. You got to, you know, thud up and wrap up. And that actually was a little bit of a theme for the practice too, because Patrick Morris was getting some run as well. He had hit McTelvin Ajim a little bit late and threw him down on the ground, and it made everybody mad. Vic Fangio went off, was very, very unhappy with Patrick Morris' decision to do that. Shelby Harris, the rest of the Broncos defensive unit, they were getting after Morris. So Morris got pulled. He would later on return to some of the team drills as well, but Vic Fangio mentioned in his post-practice press conference that something like that can't happen because, one, obviously, you know, that's a 15-yard penalty in a game, and two, you don't do that to your own teammates. So things were a little testy there overall. Deshaun Hamilton and Douglas Coleman III got into a little bit of a chip and shoving match a little bit, because after Deshaun Hamilton had caught a pass, Douglas Coleman came out and knocked the ball to his hand. So, you know, a little bit of competition there, a little bit of nastiness, but we're not seeing anything of the likes of what we saw with Earl Thomas and the Baltimore Ravens earlier this week. Obviously, he was released by the Ravens on Sunday, and the Broncos are not going to be a team that's interested. There were a lot of fans, I think, that I was talking to on Twitter at @CodyRourkeNFL about a guy like Earl Thomas. He's just not a great locker room fit. He struggled to fit in the locker room with the Ravens, and it doesn't make any sense for the Broncos to have any kind of interest in him, considering they have Justin Simmons, they have Kareem Jackson, and they're working on these young guys too to maybe take in. And you could see a little bit more Duke Dawson playing some safety for the Broncos this year. He's considered to be one of those depth pieces at the position there overall for the Broncos. So no on the Earl Thomas front for those fans who are interested, because I know we're going to be doing some Twitter Tuesday questions on tomorrow's episode of the show in regards to Broncos camp, and I guarantee that's going to be one of the questions that we get asked. So kind of getting that down there as well. Obviously, DeMar Dotson still working with the third team unit, really not getting mixed in with the second team or even the first team as much, and more than likely, you know, he's probably going to be the backup to Elijah Wilkinson, or, I mean, there is a chance that he may not even make the team. But obviously, the lack of being able to get the playbook together so far, and look, I think our expectations on this as well, there are a lot of fans that expected a guy like Dotson to come in and be the starter right away. That's not how it is for the Broncos. Elijah Wilkinson is the guy that they want, and they envision starting at the right tackle position with Juwan James out. So don't get your hopes up in terms of seeing DeMar Dotson as the starter unless something significant happens here for the Denver Broncos. During practice as well, Justin Sterned left the practice field a little bit early with some trainers, apparently dealing with a hand injury right now. There is no prognosis about how long he may miss some practice conditions, whether or not he'll miss any time at all. It's just more information they need to do, and they need to get more results in terms of testing and to be able to see what's going on there. But obviously, the hope for the Broncos is that Justin Sterned doesn't miss any time, because as a rookie, you're already behind in terms of the NFL game. You have to learn a lot. No preseason action, plus the loss of Todd Davis. He's going to be out for about another week and a half, potentially 2 weeks, but in his injury to his calf is not as serious as everybody thought it was going to be on Friday. So that is great news overall for Todd Davis. He should be ready to go for that week one opener against the Tennessee Titans here for the Broncos. So overall, I think outside of that, the Broncos really kind of putting together some of the pieces, getting it going. It was more team scenario situations in Sunday's practice, going through and simulating fourth down situations, third and long, third and short, goal line, red zone, and really working extensively. It was a 2-hour and 25-minute practice for the Broncos, the longest that they've had so far. And obviously, Vic Fangio pleased with where they're coming along, considering that they haven't had any preseason games. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to hear from Vic Fangio. We're going to hear from Ed Donatale, Pat Shermer, and Tom McMahon in just a moment. But before we do that, I got to tell you guys about the sponsor of today's episode of the show, and that is Roman. And talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy for men. It's a subject that oftentimes men want to brush off or blame themselves, saying that they lost their mojo or they avoid it overall together. Like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it, and with a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet that will help you increase your red zone efficiency when you are in the red zone. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your very home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it out to you with a free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. So getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now with Roman, you can find a way to get in the end zone. Once again, complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional to take care of it. Go to Roman.com/LockedOnNFL today. If approved, you will get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL. GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL. Following Sunday's practice, the Broncos made a transaction by signing rookie wide receiver Cody White. He spent some time with Michigan State University in 2017 to 2019. Also bounced around a little bit in terms of practice squad, was signed as a college free agent with Kansas City, and more recently spent some time with the New York Giants in training camp. And the Broncos are doing this right now because of injuries to KJ Hamler and to Juwan Winfrey. Both guys just right now not able to get on the practice field. We know the timeline for a guy like KJ Hamler. We don't know the timeline for Juwan Winfrey. It's very disappointing that he's not completely healthy. So the Broncos bringing in some bodies there. I wouldn't expect a guy like Cody White to maybe stick on the Broncos roster, but just having a camp body takes a little bit of added pressure off some of the other guys. And look, the Broncos had a wide variety of contributors between Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Deshaun Hamilton, Fred Brown, Tim Patrick, and Tyree Cleveland is really turning heads at Broncos camp. So now you can expect Cody White to get a little bit of run as a camp body, but I'd be very shocked if his role beyond training camp is with the Broncos. He could be a practice squad player, but there is not an expectation right now that White is going to be a long-term player that catches on for the Denver Broncos. So then we heard from Broncos head coach Vic Fangio, who met with the media after practice, gave a lot of insight as to what was going on in practice, his overall takeaway. He gave a little bit of prognosis on some of the injuries. We know that Von Miller returned, was held out of team drills. Gordon day-to-day with the rib injury, as we talked about a little bit earlier, and a little bit of an update about Justin Sternate, a little bit of a hand issue, not sure exactly the extent, so we're just awaiting that. We'll probably have more of an idea this morning when the Broncos practice at 9:15 a.m. at the UC Health Training Center. But one player that has stood out in terms of his offseason program and also in practice, looks a lot fresher, looks a lot crisper, is Broncos running back Royce Freeman, who I've been following his offseason along very closely. I know it's been a storyline for Broncos country, but with running back Melvin Gordon seeing some time out day-to-day with the rib injury, it gives more opportunities for Philip Lindsay, who's been looking great so far in practice, Levante Bellamy, and Royce Freeman seeing a lot of action as well. Here's Broncos head coach Vic Fangio on his thoughts on Royce Freeman.
Yeah, he has. I think Royce started camp off really good, hit a low there for a day or two, and I think he's back to playing really good again.
Broncos running back coach Curtis Motkin said it earlier in the week that they believe that the Broncos could have a very, very lethal 1-2-3 punch with Freeman, Lindsay, and Melvin Gordon combination there, because everyone's been talking about the 1-2 punch of Philip Lindsay, Melvin Gordon, but Motkin's threw in the wrinkle that he believes there's a 1-2-3 punch there, and that's an exciting thing to be said. If Royce Freeman can stay healthy, he can impact his Broncos team in a positive way. He was a leading receiver from the Broncos backfield last year overall, and so I think that you're going to see a lot of different works in Pat Shurmur's offense. And we'll hear from Pat Shurmur here in just a little bit. But Vic Fangio also touched on Draymond Jones, who really impressed during his rookie season for the Broncos, was able to come in and generate sacks, won a Defensive Player of the Week award. But where is he at right now in training camp in comparison to where he was last year? Here's Vic Fangio's answer.
Well, he's light years ahead of where he was last year at this time. And I think he's normal years ahead of where he was at the end of the season. You know, he's a lot of times guys get better from year one to year two, even though we didn't have the normal off season. They just get to, you know, sit back, watch themselves on tape, take in everything they've learned, have a better understanding of what it takes to play their position in the NFL. And I think he's had a really good off season, and he's obviously improved for it.
And the Broncos will rely a lot on Draymond Jones in 2020 as a rotational player. More than likely, he'll have an opportunity to get some significant snaps and some key packages. But another Broncos defensive lineman that people have to keep their eye on is Broncos third-round selection McTelvin Ajim out of Arkansas. Vic Fangio says that he is improving day-to-day. And in terms of some areas of his game against run defense, he's definitely come a long way since his college days.
He's been doing good. I've been pleased with his play. We liked him in the draft, obviously, where we took him. He's got size. He's got some quickness. He's got some strength. He's just got to learn to play his position a little bit better. I think he's already improved his run defense comparable to what he was putting on his college tape. And I think that's he deserves credit for that. And Bill Kolar deserves credit for that. And we need to keep him improving. I think he's a guy that, you know, like a lot of these rookies, you know, are going to suffer a little bit from no preseason games, the shorter camp, the no off season. But we got to get him on the fast track to being capable of playing.
And without a preseason, without those added reps that you normally get in game action, the Broncos may have to be a little bit more patient in terms of week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so on, maybe through the first week before their bye, in terms of getting these guys in and allowing them to make some of those mistakes on the football field and seeing if they grow from week to week. It's going to be a big key, but obviously getting them on the fast track is going to be very, very critical for the Broncos. And for a guy like McTelvin Ajim, the expectations are high. And we also heard the same thing about Justin Sternett. The Broncos got to get him on the fast track as well, because you can never have enough depth at the defensive line. Fangio has also mentioned that Deshaun Hamilton has had a pretty strong camp for the Broncos overall. He's gotten bigger. His speed and his ability to run routes is more improved. He's catching the ball. And despite the fact he added some muscle this offseason, it hasn't restricted his ability to move effectively when running his route. So that's a great sign for Deshaun Hamilton, who Fangio really gave a vote of confidence to even after the Week 13 game, where he did have a drop on third down in Drew Lock's first game for the Broncos. We saw Hamilton emerge into a big role for the Broncos offensively in the weeks after that. So keeping an eye on Deshaun Hamilton. Now we're going to hear from Broncos offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur. And one of the questions that Shurmur was asked was in pertaining to whether or not the Broncos are ahead of track or whether they're behind schedule a bit, considering the old preseason, the installation of the new offensive scheme, and so on and so forth. Where are the Broncos at in terms of how they're picking up the offense that he's implementing for them this season?
Well, I think we're working hard. You know, I think you said it as part of your question, but that was our eighth practice together. So that, you know, typically your eighth OTA is somewhere back in the spring. But I feel really good about how all our players embrace the Zoom portion of the year. Feel good about their attention to detail, their ability to learn. You know, we go out and practice, we compete. It's, you know, there's always mistakes in practice, but I rarely see the same mistake twice, which is good. And normally when you compete against each other, you know, there's good plays and bad plays. You know, I think sometimes everybody wants to walk away from a practice and say the defense won or the offense won. I've never seen it that way. You know, sometimes the twos are going against the ones are going against the twos. Sometimes we're working on certain situations that's tilted more toward the offense or the defense. And so the important thing is to learn and to grow and really do a lot of the things that we're going to do during the season. And we have to quickly develop a kind of an inventory of passes that we're going to go to, runs, RPOs, the things that we're going to use during the season, and do it quickly.
And I think for the Broncos, it will take some time. That's why we've heard Vic Fangio, we've heard John Elway, various other people. I even hinted that I think the Broncos will rely a little bit on their defense in the early parts of the season before they really get acclimated offensively. And in terms of how long that can take, how long an offense can take to grow, there's some evident changes that happen between week 1 and week 16. And that's something that Pat Shurmur touched on in yesterday's press conference.
Well, I think we're all going to have to grow. I mean, we got 22 days we're going to be playing a game. So I think every offense this year is going to grow. Every team's going to grow from week 1 until week 16. It happens anyways. But, I think the important thing is no matter what you choose to do offensively, you got to do what the players do best and what they can execute. And I think that's where we're at, and that's where our focus is.
And rightfully so. It's great to temper expectations a little bit. 21 days as of today until the Broncos host the Tennessee Titans at Empower Field at Mile High. It's going to be a slugfest. Jarrell Casey facing his former team, and we're excited for it to get there. But in the meantime, Broncos country, how did the Denver Nuggets do in yesterday's action against the Utah Jazz? The Nuggets were already facing a 2-1 deficit after dropping games 2 and 3. How do they fare in game 4? We'll check out Locked On Nuggets, hosted by Adam Mattes and Matt Moore. Broncos defense coordinator Ed Donatell also met with the media yesterday following the conclusion of practice. One of the things he was asked to start things off was really about Von Miller's offseason. What has he noticed that's been different for him in a sense? Obviously, his on-field play, the way he practices, but also the way that he leads in the locker room. That's something that Von Miller himself has talked about. But here's what Ed Donatell had to say about that.
He's kind of going out there and practicing hard.
and leading by example and demonstrating, you know, hard work and technique. And he's kind of refocused in those areas. And then as far as the, you know, the added weight, power and strength, you know, there are some gains there. We're just seeing them. It's early in practice right now, but everything's positive.
And the Broncos cornerback three competition between Devontae Bosby, Devontae Harris, Isaac Yiadom is still ongoing. What were Ed Donatell's thoughts in terms of where those three players are at? Considering that we are 21 days away from kickoff, who's expected to maybe be the starting cornerback? What are his evaluated thoughts on the Broncos cornerback position?
It is still, you know, very open and fluid, and we're giving them all chances to do this. But right now, we're going to take as much time as we need. You know, we know there's limited time in this year, but every practice, we're putting them out there, and we're keeping track of everybody, and we'll have a good player ready to start or contribute when the time comes.
And in a follow-up to that, what are the traits that he's looking for as a defensive coordinator and defensive back coach that will separate one of those players out of the three from each other?
You know, the first thing is you got to show toughness. You know, to be part of our defense and be a contributor, you're going to have to show toughness, and you're going to have to show that you operate with the group and that you can keep the flow with the group. So those are the two things.
And on the other side of the secondary for the Broncos, behind Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons, the ongoing depth and the battle between some of the safeties there at that position is something that everybody is talking about. However, we don't have a lot of insight as to who's really ahead of the race, who's ahead of the pack in terms of being depth players at that position. Well, here is Ed Donatell's thoughts on the safeties behind Simmons and Kareem Jackson.
Well, you got Trey Marshall, you know, that actually started some games for us last year. He's on the proper path, having a good camp, Elijah Holder, PJ as well. So they're all battling around. It's not a lot of numbers back there, but you know, everything they do in special teams will have a part in our final decisions.
Special teams play is so important for any NFL team. Guys that are maybe depth pieces behind starters, they will play a major role on special teams. And so far, PJ Locke and Trey Marshall, those are players that we've talked about. And Trey Marshall was a key special teams player last season for the Broncos and then found himself into the starting lineup the final 2 weeks of the regular season after Kareem Jackson was serving a two-game suspension. Marshall had some highs and some lows in his demonstrations in terms of game film, but he improved week to week, and if he made a mistake, he didn't make that same mistake twice in a two-week span there, and he made some big plays, more notably ripping the football out from the Oakland Raiders in the Week 17 regular season finale last season. That was a big play here for the Broncos, and so they hope to have those guys in the back end learning from Jackson and Simmons going forward. But next up, we heard from Broncos special teams coordinator Tom McMahon, who gave some insight onto whether or not he is looking at maybe Jerry Jeudy as a potential return option for them at some point this season.
You know, I'll be honest with you right now, you know, we're just trying to get him to catch that ball. It's hard to catch a punt. You know, he didn't catch him at Alabama. Everybody knows, you know, the returners that they have there right now. So he didn't get a lot of opportunities to do that. But he would be, in my opinion right now, more of an emergency guy, and he does catch the ball well. But he has never caught one amongst traffic and returned one before he got here. NFL punts are very hard to catch. KJ doing a great job catching them too. I know he's injured now, but he was doing a good job. And then Hinton's back there for the first time catching these NFL punts. But to answer your question with Jerry, right now he's just doing a great job catching them. And that's our biggest worry with him is we don't see him as being our starting punt returner. He's going to get us out of the game.
And you would hope for any reason you don't have your first round pick unless he's an absolute burner in a sense where he can handle those responsibilities, be back there for a kick return or even a punt return. No matter how talented he is in terms of being the wide receiver that you drafted with your 15th overall pick, round number one overall, you don't want to put Jerry Jeudy in a position to be that. However, we've seen it in situations in the past for the Broncos. Guys like Emmanuel Sanders used to be the emergency punt returner when the Broncos didn't have that option. But with Deontay Spencer still on the roster, there could be a chance that he's the favorite for the key return job for the Broncos, despite all of their depth at the wide receiver position.
I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be for Spence and for everybody, I'm going to get the best returner back there that we can. If somebody beats Spence out, they deserve to be it. If Spence beats everybody out, he deserves to be our punt returner. And, you know, I've never went into a season and tried to predetermine who that guy should be. You know, I didn't even know who Deontay was last year. And you know, we were blessed to get him.
Spencer emerged onto the scene for the Broncos as a flashy return option for them. He led the NFL in average yards per return and was a Pro Bowl alternate. And so right now it appears he's the favorite going into the season. Obviously, we'll find out a little bit more through practice, but right now he's the favorite for the kick return and punt return job for the Denver Broncos. But in terms of some other evaluations, Brandon McManus has always been criticized for his accuracy amongst the 50s. And we know that he's got a leg. He's been working on it. Special teams coordinator Tom McMahon says that Brandon McManus has really been booming it so far during this camp.
You know, B-Mac is, he's hitting the hell out of the ball right now. You know, to be honest with you, he's having a great camp. The ball is getting up. His ball rotation is never sideways. I love what he's doing. His kickoffs are awesome. How he's approaching, he's just attacking. He's doing a great job with these young snappers. His expectations are high. He's making theirs high. Can't wait to see him play. But yes, to answer your question, having a heck of a preseason.
And there is hope that McManus might find himself in the light to be able to attempt an NFL record-breaking field goal previously held by Matt Prater for the Denver Broncos. McManus believes he could boom it, and also Matt Prater is very, very supportive of that as well for McManus. So obviously a great passing of the torch in a sense from one Broncos kicker to another, which is crazy considering Jason Elam previously had it. He was a Denver Bronco from 63, Prater had the 64, and maybe McManus could get a 65 piece in 2020 for the Denver Broncos, and they hope to get a lot out of McMoney from the form that he had in 2015 in the playoffs where he went 10 for 10 on field goal attempts. He's going to be a big element for the Broncos in 2020. But Broncos country, that'll do it for today's episode of Locked On Broncos. Just want to remind you guys, you can get this podcast every single day, Monday through Friday. We have an episode for you. And when the season rolls around, we have the games on Sunday, or to start off the season, we're going to have it on Monday. We have an episode for you every single day, and you can get the exclusive analysis, insight, and coverage. We're going to hear from coaches. We're going to hear from players after games leading up throughout the week. We're going to have amazing guests on here on the show to preview some of the biggest matchups the Broncos will have in 2020. You can get that here exclusively on the Locked On Broncos podcast every single day. With that said, I'm Cody Rourke, your host. As always, don't forget to send me your Twitter Tuesday questions on Twitter right now at Cody Rourke NFL. Send me a tweet and respond. Hashtag Twitter Tuesday with your Broncos thoughts and questions, and we will talk about them on tomorrow's episode of the show in reaction to today's practice at the UCL Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado.